Okay, I guess I want to welcome everyone to this very exciting, innovative shiur, a little interlude in the day for Divrei Torah. I want to thank Shalom Lasker for arranging and setting up the technical aspects of the shiur, and I want to welcome everyone who's joining. Yashar Koach Chacham. This coming week's parsha is Parshas Toldos, and we are introduced to the children of Yitzchak and Rivka, Esav and Yaakov. And the pasuk tells us, "Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayid b'fiv." Yitzchak loved Esav kitzayid b'fiv because there was tzayid b'fiv. He was captured in his mouth, or there was something that was trapped. So Parshas Pshat, we learn that it means that he brought him food. He was able to trap food and kill animals and hunt and bring the food to Yitzchak. However, Rashi brings the famous Chazal, Yodeya Tzayed Lotzud Uliramois Es Oviv Bifiv. He was able to trap and to trick his father with his mouth, meaning with his own mouth, Vishoyaloi. And he would ask him, Abba, Heich Ma'asrin Es HaMelech Ve'Es HaTevin. How is it possible to be ma'aser, or how does one go about taking ma'aser from salt, or from tevin, or from straw? Because Sover Aviv, his father thought shehu medaktek b'mitzvus. His father thought that he was very, very medaktek and very meticulous in his keeping of mitzvus. Because even these two mitzvus, which one perhaps wouldn't even think about, that one has to take ma'aser from melech or from tevin, Esav was concerned with. And I wanted to just discuss for a couple of moments what the significance of salt and tevin and straw are. Why these two specific things? Why are these the things that Esav chooses to be merame his father with and chooses to focus upon? I once heard a vart from Moshe Shapiro Zalagazunzai. He said that melech and tevin are really, in a way, polar opposites. Melach is salt. Food without salt is certainly edible, and there really is no nutritional value to salt. Salt just makes the food taste better. Salt has a way of bringing out the taste. Tevin is the exact opposite. Tevin is perhaps has fiber, and it could have some nutritional value, but it has absolutely no taste. It's totally bland, and there's really no hanah in eating the tevin. So melach is something that has no intrinsic value, but it's an accoutrement in life. It can make the taste of the food have a better flavor, a better taste. And tevin is the exact opposite. So he said that melach really would represent the idea of hedonism. It would represent the idea of the pursuit of absolute pleasure. Pleasure without any real lasting benefit. And tevin would represent the exact opposite. It represents holding oneself back from any pleasure. It represents the concept of asceticism, not pursuing pleasure in any way, shape, or form. And his understanding of this chazal was the following. Esav is really showing how he views life. One is either in absolute pursuit of pleasure. One is someone who's devoid of any real essence of life. He's involved in pleasure, and if he's involved in pleasure, he has to be involved in pleasure to the max. He has to be involved in pleasure totally. Tevin represents the asceticism. The only way that a person could be spiritual is if he's devoid of any pleasure. He has no pursuit of any pleasure. And that, in truth, is Esav's concept of religion. It's Esav's concept of being Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There can't be any pleasure in physical pleasure in life that has no place in Avodas Hashem. So it's either I'm a hedonist or I'm into asceticism. But I cannot. There can't be a confluence of the two. That's why we find that they're galochim, of course, in theory, certainly not in practice, but in theory, they have to be totally devoid of any. They can't have any marital relations. They can't be married, because that would be in contradistinction to being a spiritual and holy person. And of course, Yiddishkeit is the exact opposite. Yiddishkeit, the whole idea of Yiddishkeit is to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu having pleasure, and having the pleasure of being Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but having with physical pleasure, and bringing the physical pleasure up to a spiritual level. And that's really perhaps the message that Esav's Yedei Tzayed, Esav can only conceive of Avodas Hashem devoid of this world. Whereas Fakert, we take this world and we elevate it. We take a cup of wine and we don't just drink. We take a cup of wine and we make Kiddush on it. We take food and we make a Sudas Mitzvah out of it. And that, in a way, that is our way with Mekadesh, the physical, and that is the Avodas Hashem of the Yid. Once we spoke a little bit about Meiser, so I'd like to speak a little bit about some halachic shailas that perhaps would come up in terms of Meiser and are quite relevant. The shaila is very, very, a very common shaila, comes up when someone gets a gift. So the question is, when a person gives you a gift, are you mechuyev to give Meiser from the monetary value of that gift? Now, it really depends. And we can really break this up into two possible types of gift. There's a non-monetary gift, and there's a monetary gift. Let's say someone is given a gift that does not have, that is not money. He's given a gift of an item, and that item certainly has a value. So the question is, right now, I have gotten my asset sheet, I have more assets. I have something that's worth money. Do I have to give Meiser on that gift? For instance, someone buys me a watch, right? Someone gives me a gift of a watch. Let's say it's a $200 watch. Must I give $20 to Meiser or not? So there's a major machlokes ha-poiskim, of latter-day poiskim. Many poiskim hold that it really depends. It depends if I would have purchased this gift, and now I don't have to purchase that gift. If I would have purchased this gift without the gift, if I would have gone out and bought this watch, so really, by getting this watch, I've saved $200 because I would have paid that $200. And therefore, I have to give Meiser on that money. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein is quoted in the Fuse Forum as saying the following. He says that Meiser of Kesef, Meiser of financial gain, really is a major machlokes if the chiyuv to give Meiser is midiraisa, midatayra, or if it's midirabbanan, or if it's actually only a minhag, meiser of teiris, meiser of gidulei karka, of growth, of vegetation, of produce, that certainly is a deraisa. But meiser ksofim, according to most opinions, is really a minhag. Says Reb Moshe, since it's a minhag, a non-monetary gift was not included in the minhag, and the minhag is only for actual monetary gifts. But a non-monetary gift, one is not required to give Meiser, even if he would have gone out and bought that gift. What about a monetary gift that is earmarked? Let's say somebody gives you money. But by the way, I just would say one can certainly be Samech on Meiser in this psak. In a monetary gift, let's say somebody gives you a money that's earmarked for a specific item. The marshal, somebody gives you a gift and says, I want you to buy this specific item. Does one have to give Meiser from that money? So the Chazon Ish is quoted by Reb Chaim Kanievsky as saying that since the person who gave you the gift, even though they wanted to earmark all the money for this specific item, let's assume that you aren't going to buy that item otherwise, and had they actually bought you the item, you wouldn't have to give Meiser. But now you're going to take that money and you're going to buy that item. The Chazon Ish says that the person who gave you that money would not mind if you gave part of it for Meiser. And therefore, you're mechuyev to give Meiser. Let's say you would not be able to purchase the item if you actually gave Meiser. So buy the item, but you owe the Meiser on what was given. For example, if somebody gives you $200 to buy that watch, now you go out and you buy the watch. If you have an extra $20, so you have to give Meiser right now. If you would not be able to purchase that watch, go out and buy the watch, and you owe $20 to Meiser, and you should write it down, and when you're liquid, you should give the $20. That is the Chazon Ish's psak. However, the Minchas Tzvi, in his Sefer on Meiser Ksofim, he holds that since the person who gave you the money only gave it to you for that item, and that item would not have a chiyuv Meiser, and he would not want to give you the, he assumes, he would not want to give you the money if you were going to give part of the money to, towards Maaser and Tzedakah, one is not mechuyev to give Maaser on that. So, Lechayra, both of these kulas we can certainly, we can be Simech on. For Moshe's kula on a non-monetary gift, one does not have to give Maaser on its value. And if someone gave for someone money to buy, to purchase a non-monetary item, to purchase something with that, specifically earmarked for that, since having gotten the non-monetary gift, one would not have to give Maaser, one would not have to give Maaser on that earmarked money. I hope everyone has a wonderful day. Thank you.